pussy nigga can't say he ain't hitting me.
I know you hate me, bitch. Hold up.
Cause if you did, then you would be lying.
Hold up.
How in the hell I'm supposed to respect a man?
Hey, respect.
Talk down on every song.
Why you talking down, nigga?
Instead of acting like a bitch, instead of crying your eyes out.
Stop crying, bitch.
Say my name, pussy nigga, and we can get this shit on.
Welcome back, sports fan, man. Another episode of Dumpster Juice Radio. There's NBA Sports Talk. Week 14 in the books. Man, what a weekend, man. What a weekend. Started with the college football. LSU handled business. Beat the brakes off Georgia. Destroyed them. Pretty Georgia's much. Good. Fast, speedy defense.
Couldn't handle it. Looked
handle like that. Pretty good Swiss cheese throwing a sandwich, didn't it?
Yo, Burrow, he's a monster.
Joe Burrow has... Man, I was sitting there thinking, man, that Joe Burrow, honestly... This is probably the best college quarterback I've seen.
I like old boy from Clemson, too, now.
In 20 years, man.
But I like old boy from Clemson, too.
No, I just flat out like Clemson. I flat out like them.
No, but period. That quarterback is good. He's going to be a good pro quarterback.
I'm not studying looking at him right now. Now, next year, I'm looking at him.
But you gotta look at him now.
His draft year, I'm looking at him because, like, I saw him last year as a freshman. He lit it up as a freshman. Then he struggled to start this year. Understandable. People adjusting to him. Now he's coming on strong. He's peaking at the right time. Clemson's probably gonna win this thing. Clemson's gonna win this thing.
I don't think so.
So
LSU, man, I'm telling you, I like
gun to head right
now. That LSU, that man, I just like that SEC, man. I like that SEC at full strength versus anybody.
That's me.
And nah, I said that ain't you, cause you like Clemson. You like Clemson, so that ain't you. But
Clemson is a little baby SEC school.
No, but you talking about the baby? I want the granddaddy.
Skip right over the father, just to the granddaddy.
I want the granddaddy. You want the baby? I want the granddaddy.
The SEC is that granddaddy.
LSU is the granddaddy. I just don't see it, man. I mean that talent. That talent is just always proven to be more. It just proven to be more when it come down to a big game.
Joe Burrow, it's like there's nothing he's doing wrong. Nothing.
And so, the game that we expected him to choke.
Showed up.
He didn't choke.
Went to Alabama. Did his thing.
Did his thing. So what possibly can he do wrong? Like, there's no other defense that he can't be ready for.
There's not. Listen, if you're a GM and you're picking 1, 2, 3, and you have a need at the quarterback position, Joe Burrow, you have to take him. Whether he becomes a superstar or a bust, you got to take him.
That's why I thought the Dolphins was tanking for him. You remember?
Yeah.
I thought they was tanking.
To let them, let whoever grab two, let, but just go get Joe Burrow.
After watching the Dolphins play week in, week out.
They're not tanking.
They losing some tough games. Listen. And got raped the last time.
Man, how, at pass interference call?
Yeah,
and give up the field goal to the Jets?
Man.
NFL officiating. Well, man, I just, you got me hype on me already. I just need to finish the college football. That's crazy. But listen, Joe Burrow is doing nothing wrong. The only thing I fear with Joe Burrow is what I see every single year happen. And you know this to be a fact. I see Joe Burrow winning this Heisman Trophy, going to this presentation, going to that Saturday, meeting all Heisman guys, then realizing, you know what, my life has changed forever. I'm going to always be in these State Farm commercials. I'm going to be in the Heisman house. I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life. I can literally open a bar and give out $500 handshakes for the rest of my life. I'm Joe Burrow. I'm a legend.
And I made it.
I never have to work for nobody.
And I made it.
Just open, get a mailbox in Louisiana, stand beside it, and say Joe Burrow mailbox, and people will come by and pay him $100 to shake his hand and say, this is the guy that beat Bama. Yeah. You know? Mm-hmm. So Joe Burrow can't do any wrong, but I think he's going to go win his Heisman like every other Heisman does and not show up.
But
you know they win the Heisman, and then they don't show up for the bowl game. You know it happens. That Heisman does something to it. It's like the Madden cover jinx.
Nah.
It does, man. Only 4 people have done it. Mark Ingram, Derrick Henry,
if they don't
Cam win, Newton, and Danny Werfel. That's
if
it.
They Everybody don't else? Win it, they won't win it because Joe Burrow ain't did his job.
No, and I'm not. You can't put the onus on Joe. I just think that if Joe plays a good game, that makes them vulnerable. And a good game is, he ain't played no good games. He's played spectacular games.
Right.
What he did now, against Georgia.
But that's what he put it. Listen.
Yeah.
That's why he's a Heisman. He don't play normal games.
He don't.
He play exceptional game night in, night out.
And this is one time you can sit here and say, people argue with me and they were like, they were saying, hey, you're not going to put Jalen Hurts in my first thing when I said the Heisman. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was on me like, you know, why you disrespecting Jalen Hurts? I was like, no, I said Joe Burrow's just playing better football. And actually, looking at the numbers, Jalen Hurts could win the Heisman over Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray.
But Joe Burrow, I mean, but Jalen Hurts is right there in the running for the Heisman.
It's just, he's doing his thing in the year that Joe Burrow is
unbelievably
good.
Yeah.
So if you look at his numbers, and that's why I sit there and look and say, you know what? I don't know why I want to doubt LSU because, like you say, I can't say I root for the LSU or the SEC and then talk about Clemson going to win it. I'm an SEC guy. And I also going to say, if anybody, I think Oklahoma would have a better chance of beating LSU than Clemson just because Jalen Hurts has been there before. He's played them and beat them. He knows how to go into the game plan. He knows how to slow them down and do it. He's done it.
Mm-hmm.
He's done it.
That
don't mean that he has the talent that he had at Alabama to back him up defensively and offensively, but they can score with anybody.
Right.
They really can. But LSU, the difference is LSU got the cornerback. LSU got everything you need in a championship football team.
So then why are you like Clemson?
The same thing. They have because everything
Clemson
you need.
Clemson is nowhere near the team they was last year.
We say that going into the game against Alabama, too.
No.
Stop it, V8.
No, that D-line that they had last year.
No, you know what? I'm going
to go ahead. That was a monster D-line.
We knew it was a good D-line, and we still said Alabama was going to truck them.
Yeah, because Alabama's Alabama.
Right. And then we really saw, dang, Dabo really recruiting over here.
Dabo, we saw that.
Look at this quarterback. Look at the receivers. And you saw the difference in talent when those guys were on the field with Alabama last year, right?
But they are a good team. I just don't think that I think LSU is more complete.
I'm gonna tell you, Clemson is just as good as LSU. Just as good as them. Clemson is not as sexy as LSU. They play in the ACC. They wear one of the ugliest uniforms ever. Nobody wants to watch Clemson football. I'm not turning it on my TV. I don't want to see it.
Nah, I watch them, but
I don't want to see Clemson. Stop.
I don't even know if that is what it is.
You just don't respect them. They're good, B.A.
No, I respect them as being good. When they beat Alabama, the only thing you can do is respect them.
And all they done since they beat Alabama is beat everybody else.
Right. So I'm not arguing about their schedule is not as good.
Defending
I'm
champs.
Just going by the players that they let go to the pros.
Yeah, okay. By what they lost.
What they lost, man. Them players they lost last year, they super monsters.
Well, let's check this out, though. With that said, did LSU actually add that many players since last year?
Yeah, but they ain't had to. That team they got now, I'm looking at it.
What they did was they went and got this guy from the Saints to bring in that system that the Saints run. Man. And the man said, we laughed about it. I know I brought it up. If people go back and look at podcast one or two or something like that, I said it. I said, this dude talking about he knows for a fact LSU can score 40 points a game. And I was like, man, if LSU can score 40 points a game, they're going to beat everybody.
And they don't.
Guess what? They scored 40 points a game and they beat everybody. Yeah. And dude was confident. Yeah. So what are they going to do with his job down there?
I don't know.
He the game plan coordinator. He didn't even have no big job.
He'll get a big role. He finna become a guy with a big role.
So they pried him away from the New Orleans Saints, brought the same system, same game plan, same all that stuff, and now it's working. And the man was confident, said, they can score 40 points a game. And I'm like, LSU, if they ever get a quarterback.
Because of the quarterback.
Because last year, Joe Burrow, he played
solid. Just a solid.
Yeah. I was waiting on him to choke, you know. And then when he played against Alabama.
He done figured it out.
He figured it out, man. That's a coach's son. He is confident. He knows what he's doing. When he was running around with Georgia, and Georgia got some speed.
And that's what I like more about him than anything.
He know what to do. He ain't timid. When he takes off, he's like, I'm taking off.
I'm taking off.
Yeah.
And I'm not taking off to play around. And I'm still going to
hit Is he looking over his shoulder worried about little small contact? No.
No.
He controlling the narrative when he take off.
Yeah. It's like.
What's up, man?
Guy's just good. Like, He's definitely a Heisman quarterback.
You know what he is? What? Joe Burrow's a throwback football player, man.
I mean, yeah.
He's a throwback. He's not no prima donna. He's a throwback football player, man.
Yeah, like that Lawrence guy, Trevor Lawrence or whatever. He's one of them guys you're talking about.
A guy that's just a prima donna type?
Yeah, you can see it.
Everything has to go his way. If it don't, I'm going to scrap this play.
All that. I seen it. We all saw it.
Yeah, speaking of making me think about my Tennessee Titans that won yesterday. We're going to speak on that. But Derek Carr, when you talk about the prima donna situation, I think he's one of those. Don't you?
He'll be gone next year.
Buddy, he threw the ball out of bounds on 4th-and-2 from the 2-yard line.
No, he didn't want that pick.
Behave.
He didn't want the pick.
He threw the ball out of bounds.
He didn't want the pick.
Are you serious?
I don't know. He's garbage.
You can't throw the ball out of bounds on 4th down.
No, you got to force it.
You got to force it. What's the pick? What's it going to hurt?
Yeah.
From the 2-yard line?
He stinks. I mean.
He threw the ball out of bounds on 4th-and-2.
Yeah.
You just can't. That's just, like, if I'm a teammate, I'm jacking you up. Ain't you jacking your quarterback up on the sideline?
Yeah, he stinks, man.
I mean, job security, you can't do it in public.
He don't have no more. He don't have no more guaranteed money left on his deal. He's gone regardless. Only way he stayed with the Raiders is if he had a breakout year. And you don't see that happening, do you? The breakout year is not even a possibility, is it?
No, they've got trucked the last 3 weeks.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, trucked.
Yeah, and the Titans, I must say, y'all find a quarterback.
Tannehill is on fire. I don't want to jinx it.
He's just playing good ball. I mean,
playing good ball, man.
That's all I can say about it.
You think he was playing good ball in Miami, and Miami just didn't have any players?
They just didn't have the defense y'all got. So, without, like, when he know that he if can he turn make it over, a mistake, it ain't going to be the end all be all.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
In Miami, turned over, it's a touchdown.
Dead. Yeah. We done lost the game. It's over.
Yeah.
And then the Titans, he know that y'all defense probably going to make 2 or 3 plays. Mm-hmm. So, he playing
like we did with a scoop and
he
score.
Playing with house money.
We had a scoop and score yesterday.
Yeah, he playing with house money. So, I'm up already. I can't lose.
Confidence.
You confident when you know you ain't going to lose your own money.
Yeah. And we got a running game to go with it. Oh, Lord have mercy. Look at them Titans. But we lost games that we should have won.
Yeah.
We lost a few games that we should have won. We should have beat Buffalo. We should have won those games that we lost, those close ones, and those hurt us. And the quarterback position cost of those games.
Yeah.
Period. The game against Jacksonville, early in the season, that horrible game we played, mm-hmm. That's when, if you had that back, you'd be okay. Because right now, we're competing with the Pittsburgh Steelers for a wild card spot, but we really need to win our division. And I think
but it's going to come down to the last 3 weeks. Can y'all beat the Texans or not?
Right.
That's all it's coming down to. Whether you won all these games or not.
Got to play the Texans twice. That's it.
You got to beat the Texans.
Here's the thing. New Orleans Saints fans, I'm going to get on you a little bit later in this show, probably in about 2 minutes. I'm going to get on you, but I actually want y'all to do okay because if y'all do well and y'all end up wrapping up.
You just want them to beat the Texans.
Who?
They must got the Texans on their schedule.
Who, Saints?
Saints.
No. My good friends with the New Orleans Saints, my pals, Chris Martin, you know, Raymond Collins, Calvin Ramsey.
All those guys.
The Thompsons. All my good friends, people I love, people I, you know, that I will shed blood for. People I, you know, I'm down for them. They call me, I'm there for them. You know what I'm saying? My good friends, my Saints fans, people I love. I just want the Saints to do well because we got them on December 22nd.
Who y'all do?
I just want
the
y'all.
Tennessee Titans?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's a knockoff. They knocking y'all out.
I don't want y'all
to
have nothing to play for. I want y'all to just
y'all getting hot. Nice, they got something to play for.
I want y'all to be nice and comfortable.
Listen, the Saints got to play all the way through to get this first round back.
I want y'all to be nice and comfortable.
Y'all getting popped. Ain't none of that. Softening the blow. Y'all getting popped.
I want those fearless Saints to come to Nashville and have a nice experience.
Y'all getting popped. Ain't no need you trying to soften the blow. Y'all getting popped.
I want those Saints to come to Nashville, Tennessee.
Y'all getting popped.
And do what you do in cold weather.
Ain't nothing you can do.
We just going to sit back.
Man, Saints done lost this week. They got to play. The Saints don't play. They going to be the number 3 seed. Number 4 seed.
Saints, take care of your business. Lay down in that.
Ain't no need. Oh, y'all in trouble. I ain't know y'all had to play the Saints.
Bro, we had the toughest schedule it is for Miami.
Ooh, y'all got to play the Texans twice and the Saints.
Yeah. See, B.A.'s excited because he's saying he tasting wild card steak over here. That's what he's doing.
No, I mean, listen.
If Titans get knocked off, division. If Titans get knocked off, we good. But you got the wild card. You got a stranglehold in the wild card.
How?
You know, percentage points.
What percentage points?
The Titans are not in the wild. Y'all, if the season ended today, y'all go to the playoffs, we wouldn't.
Yeah, but that's all fine and dandy.
Because you have a higher winning percentage in the division.
But we got to keep winning. And that,
well,
y'all got to keep winning.
Understand.
And if we beat Buffalo,
Buffalo
that brings everybody back to the pack.
No. If you beat Buffalo, game over.
If we beat Buffalo,
game over.
What you mean game over?
If you beat Buffalo, then you have won a game that we're depending on you losing.
But that's last 3 weeks, y'all.
Exactly. And they keep winning.
When we beat the Rams, everybody, y'all losing to the Rams.
Yep.
I mean,
that's where it's been going. I said Cleveland was going to beat you. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah. Saints going to beat you. Yeah. But here's the thing. Mike Tomlin, that coach of the year thing and all that, he's doing a great job. But what the heck was Mike Tomlin thinking about
going? He didn't think about nothing. What that was a punter. What? Punter did that himself.
He said that? Mike Tomlin came out and said that?
Yeah, it came out. They said if he see certain men in the box, he counted.
He didn't count right.
Yeah, he didn't count right. Whatever it was,
they had an uncovered
gave guy. Him the green light. He been gave him the green light. If he sees so many people take off so fast, he got the power to just take it down and run.
So basically, the punter don't know what he was talking about because
no,
it was an uncovered guy. They didn't have one dude blocked up. So why did he take off running? He got smoked as soon as he got the ball.
And he could have kicked the ball. You ain't notice that?
Yep.
He could have kicked. That like to kill that game.
Yep. With the lead.
But the defense is so good.
Man.
Defense so good.
I'm going to say this right here. Joe Hayden has played his butt off the last
3 weeks, 4 weeks.
A few weeks of the season. He's played.
But he played like that all year.
He's played his butt off.
Not just this week. It's just been magnified because he's been getting the picks.
Picks. He got the picks the last few weeks.
But he played like that all year, all day.
Joe Hayden is playing ball, man. He's playing ball.
He's a good player.
And Bud Dupree got 9.5 sacks last time. I checked. That's pretty good eating right there.
Yeah, but.
You just don't like the dude. I know. He made a play on Kyler Murray down the sideline.
Now, I like. Show me a burst. No, I like Bud Dupree.
You don't.
It's problem ain't never been speed, nothing on the field. His motor. That's what I always had a problem with. His motor.
Yeah.
Like his effort. He's not relentless.
When he get tied up on blocks, he just. Yeah,
it's like, you know how most pass rushers are relentless.
So, like Von Miller.
Like Von Miller said.
You can't block him.
Like Jane Harrison would.
Can't block.
TJ Watt.
Can't block.
That's not that type of guy.
And to the people listening, what I mean by you can't block him, say, oh, he got blocked. He didn't get. No. These guys like that, you can't block them. You may get the play to go away from them and get rid of the ball. You never block these guys because they're not stopped. Jane Harris, you can tie him down, chain him up, put center blocks on him, put a car on top of him, put a tank on top of him.
Coming out.
He's still coming.
He coming.
Better get rid of the ball because if you hold too long, he's coming. He's going to get there.
Get out the way.
Yeah. You're talking about a guy that goes in there, oh, I'm blocked. This ain't my play. I'm going to lay down this play.
Ain't no running back or tight end blocking.
No, no chance.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Slow him up, aggravate him.
But you're not blocking.
Right.
And, Bud Dupree, just that effort just don't be that night in, night out. That's the only problem I have with him. And you know, I done seen some pass rushers come through Pittsburgh. Like Lamar Woodley. I felt the same way about Lamar Woodley that I feel about him. Because Lamar Woodley got his money and everything. But Lamar Woodley was only good because of James Harrison. Was right there beside him.
Man, you can't even get into these scores, man. You trying to make this a Pittsburgh Steelers talk. We don't want to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. They keep winning. Mike Tomlin keep finding a way with a third-string quarterback. Listen. That dude is trash.
Pittsburgh Steelers is doing all the talk. We ain't got to talk about it.
Just the effort.
The game and the score and the results is what the talking is.
Which lets me know, man, you get a healthy Juju. Y'all get another piece. Y'all need another.
We need a Washington. We need to go back and get another running back.
Listen, Washington is a good complimentary receiver. I can't trust him. You can't either.
No, Washington is not.
You
that
can't
dude.
Trust him.
But
he got chemistry with Duck. One-on-one, he can go by.
But one-on-one?
One-on-one, he can go by.
Do he catch the ball with one-on-one?
He can go by.
No, I'm talking about one-on-one coverage. Does he come down with the ball?
One-on-one?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's what I like about him.
Yeah.
He ain't got to be the fastest man.
Yeah.
Sharpest knife in the damn shed. He ain't got to be that. But that Johnson guy, he's electric.
When's Cop touched there?
He's electric, dude.
Yeah.
He's electric.
Is he the one that went to the house, too?
Yes, sir.
On the purpose of him?
Yes, sir.
Man, y'all
he's electric.
Yeah.
Juju him. Yeah, we just need a running back. We got some stuff we got to work on.
But come on, Buffalo. Buffalo needs to knock.
And yeah, they see it. But Seattle. Talk about Seattle.
Well, get to them, get into the scores, man. Let's get into the story right here real quick. That's what I was telling you when I came in and came across my phone. They say it's not a story. He says it's not a story. They say it is. Jay Glazer reported Odell Beckham was having some issues with Cleveland. When Glazer said that, we talked about it yesterday.
We already know it's the truth.
Hey, Glazer said
it's bonafide.
Bonafide. Says that OBJ is still recovering from his initial shock at being traded from the New York Giants last offseason. And he remains uncertain about his fit with the Cleveland Browns. I think he was in disbelief when he got traded, a source close to the receiver said. I mean, I think he was just pretty much stunned it happened. And he's been dealing with that adjustment and other things ever since. He's a very emotional person. I think there's just not a lot going on in his head when it comes to where it's at with his career. He lost, a second source said it. Someone else that's close to him. Why are these people that are close to him giving reports right now? He fell out with the crew?
Because
he made bad choices. Fame got to him.
Because
and now he's trying to redeem himself. And the road to redemption isn't an easy one. Because of his ego.
You ever notice that it's always smooth sailing when the water is nice and smooth?
That's crazy. And then why is Baker Mayfield so... Why do he got to say something all the time? He
because
said that about the doggone medical team, saying they mishandled. I think Odell Beckham Jr. has a pretty good platform. He can speak for himself. Why is Baker Mayfield talking about Odell's injury?
Because Baker Mayfield is...
Trying to hang on to Odell?
No, he's trying to be the stand-up guy. You get what I'm saying? He's trying to be the leader. But that ain't how you be a leader.
Beckham is signed through 2023, even with that big deal he had.
Being a leader is picking and choosing your battles.
And that's a battle he shouldn't even mess with.
Anything got to do with something that ain't Baker Mayfield?
Leave it alone.
Leave it alone.
Because it's drama, for sure.
That's what it is.
So the medical staff, they mad as a mother at Baker Mayfield. And he tried to say, I didn't mean to throw them under the bus. But your own words in that tweet says...
They handled it wrong. What else can you possibly say besides throw them under the bus?
And he said those exact words in his tweet. It was not my intent to throw our medical staff under the bus.
So that's exactly.
So basically, you just confirmed.
No comment. That don't never hurt. No comment.
So when he said that, he basically confirmed that they actually handled it wrong.
And now ain't no backpedaling.
That's it. He threw them under the bus.
You can't backpedal out of it. Ain't nothing you can say from this point on to say, well, you know how they always have a cover up?
Right.
When they bring a story out, they always had a cover-up for it. By him saying what he said, there's no cover-up.
So if I sit here and say on this thing, and I say, you come on here and you're apologizing to me. Dez, man, I apologize, man. We cool. I lost my cool. I ain't mean to hit you in the mouth, bust your lip. I'm sorry. I ain't mean it. At the end of the day, you can apologize however you want to do it. You can or not apologize.
That lip busted.
The lip busted.
It's busted.
I don't care what caused it.
It's busted. You might not be mad about it as much as you would.
But
that lip busted.
That's it. So Cleveland's lip is busted.
Yeah, it's old.
That boy's crazy, man.
That boy crazy. I mean, sometimes that no, them two words, no comment.
Powerful.
They powerful. Pick powerful. And choose your battles, Baker Mayfield.
If the Browns,
I take him in Pittsburgh.
Me, I take him in Tennessee. If they trade to release him this offseason, they're only reliable for $2.7 million.
I take him in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Wow. I take him in Pittsburgh. Go back and get your boy Le'Veon Bell too. Shit, bring him back. Put the band back together.
We sorry.
Bring the band back together.
We say, man, we sorry.
Man, with this defense, if we had some offense.
Let's sit down and work this out.
Man, let's talk.
Sit down and work this out.
We tried to not for the trade deadline. Like.
I had to go back and look at that.
But probably. I'd rather have Kareem Hunt right now, though. Like Kareem Hunt, he's gonna be the odd man out over there in Cleveland. They ain't gonna be able to keep both of them running backs.
So would you keep Kareem or keep Chubb?
You gonna keep Chubb. Chubb is the man. That's his team. But I mean, I take either one.
They good. I think Kareem does a little bit more in the passing game, but
Chubb is nasty, but either both of them nasty.
They both.
But Kareem Hunt is way more dangerous in the passing game.
Yeah, he got a little Marshall Faulk in him.
Yeah, a little Marshall Faulk with the toughness, though.
Got a little baby Marshall Faulk.
And I take Odell. When you taking?
Shoot. Go driving there myself.
Damn, that's what I'm saying.
Driving there myself. Baltimore Ravens, man, keep winning, man. Lamar has a subpar game again. They still win and do enough. It's just they got a good defense. They got a good scheme. That team looks like they playing. They having fun.
Yeah, they having fun, but it's going to die hard in the end, though. I can't wait on the fall, boy. The fall is going to be beautiful in Baltimore.
They going to sting a little bit. Yeah.
Man, it's going to hurt, man. I'm talking about the bottom's going to fall out, man. I'm telling you. Boy, hey, you got to listen. Man, they've been playing too good too long. It's got to come. All good things must come to end. I'm telling you. They're not going to win no Super Bowl. All the way through.
You know, I took Buffalo. I thought they were going to get I thought this was a hang-up game here.
No.
Said, Buffalo played good enough defense.
It's, when the playoffs hit, it's coming.
Oh, they're going to fall when it really counts.
Yeah. That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you what's going to happen.
You still against Lamar. Lamar's MVP, right?
Yeah. He's the MVP. But Russell Wilson was there till last night. Like, they put too much pressure on him to do.
Everybody on offense is waiting for Russell to win the game.
Make a play. Like the game don't get started till they get behind or something bad, janky happen.
Go block somebody.
Yeah, man. That's crazy.
I saw a couple plays. If y'all hear me smacking, I'm eating a sandwich in the middle of the podcast. I saw a couple plays where Aaron Donald had four dudes blocking him.
Yeah.
And Russell was just running from the other three. Mm-hmm. figured, oh, you can beat them. We'll just block Aaron Donald.
Yeah, it's crazy, but they play like a college team when they have to play the Rams though. Seattle though. It's something about that.
And Jared Goff came out that second half throwing them interception, looking like the Jared Goff that we been laughing at.
Yeah,
he picked it up. He picked it up.
Yeah, he ain't all that though. He ain't all that. He played good on Seattle though.
So basically what you're saying is he's not a $110 million guaranteed quarterback.
Right, yeah. We know. We've been established that fact.
So yeah, Seattle. But week to week, we crowned Seattle. Now they lost. They looked bad last night. What do we say about this team?
The team is, I'm going to tell you what they are. They're a mediocre team, like I've been saying. It's just Russell Wilson is so much, like, he's, like, top two quarterback. Like, but every other phase, they mediocre.
Yep.
Except for that quarterback. And the defense ain't dominant no more. They don't have no dominant run game. They don't have no dominant wide receiver. Like, I mean, they just average everywhere but that quarterback. And that's a lot of pressure to put on one guy. And especially if the guy 5'9".
Man. Back to that game, Buffalo and Baltimore. Josh Allen is making strides, but he missed some throws yesterday, man.
Yeah.
Ken Lee, if you listening, I watched the highlights, all the throws, all the plays. If he connects on a couple of those receivers, they beat Baltimore yesterday.
Nah, but I ain't gonna lie. Them receivers dropping some passes too. Like that one, the slot guy that played with Dallas.
The one called touchdown yesterday. Beasley.
Beasley. Yep. He dropped one that was crucial. Yep. That was a crucial drop. And I'm like, man, if he catches that ball, it's a whole different ball.
You add that, and then the couple of misses.
But I know one thing. These Ravens better try to lose one for a playoff start.
Get it out the way, huh?
Get it out the way, cuz.
Because a loss always in you.
It's coming. I'm telling you. I'm serious. I don't see them. I just don't see them, man. They scare everybody but Pittsburgh.
Man, don't make everything about Pittsburgh, man. Stop.
I'm not making it about Pittsburgh, but everybody else be scared to death of the Ravens but Pittsburgh. Why is that? Why is everybody so scared of the Ravens? What's all the fuss about?
Y'all been beating them for years since they came into the league.
I'm trying to figure out, even they beat us in overtime early this year with that quarterback. I still don't see what the fuss is about. Like, he good, no doubt, but you can scheme to make him a pocket passer. You don't have to let him beat you from the pocket. From the pocket or running. You can scheme and keep him making stationary.
Let me tell you the issue with that. When I got, the tight end's going to be okay too. For Baltimore.
Yeah, okay.
Trying to scheme, yes, you can do that. But you can't put too many big heavies on the field to box them in, because that's when they spread the tight end out. They run the back out and run the back out wide. They do all that stuff. That's schematics. They do all those things that's to make it to where you can't do that.
But it's scheme. It ain't got nothing to do with personnel. Pittsburgh running that 3-4.
Okay.
We got linebackers that can cover them tight ends. All
right.
Automatic.
So for the local people right here in Stone County, Wiggins, we Stone County Tomcats. We Tomcats for life. So as a Tomcats, running our base 50 defense out there, if you were to spread us out, think about how we play ball. If you spread us out, we had tough guys on the line, tough guys interior. But if you spread us out, and now you're depending on Craig Johnson and Wendell Fountain, our cornerbacks, to make tackles on good running backs at the point of attack, we're in trouble on them.
Yeah.
That's the NFL today.
Yeah, but I understand all that. But you got to be at, like, why do you think Pittsburgh traded up to get Bush?
You got to have that interior guy. You got to have
You got to have linebackers that can cover tight ends.
Yes. And you can't be a linebacker that's just a stuffer.
Yeah.
If you can't cover, got your beat.
You got to be able to do that.
Marshall Faulk ruined all y'all tough linebackers.
Like,
he ruined it. He ruined it for your tough linebackers.
If you don't got linebackers that can run with running backs and tight ends,
don't come in here.
You're not going to beat the Ravens. You're going to have a problem.
Yeah.
That's just the bottom line.
Yeah. That's what it boils down to right there.
And that's what we got.
Can you stop this hole?
We got Mark Barron was a safety that is playing linebacker. Mm-hmm. So, I'm trying to see why is it so much of, like, not to say that we can beat them, but if we're at full strength with all our players, I like our chances.
You know what to do and how to approach it. But again, B.A., it's the personnel that you have on your side of the ball. If you don't have the players to do it, which Pittsburgh does.
But we ain't got the offense. Like, we ain't 100% healthy.
Offensively, you can't score when you do get a stop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it don't balance out.
But I'm saying at full strength, blow for blow.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I like our Steelers.
I get what you're saying. But the thing that makes Baltimore beautiful is everything you're saying, the scheme and doing all this stuff.
It's like people panicking.
Everything you're saying, you still forget. They have a traditional power run game to go along with all that razzle-dazzle. Yeah, it's tough, buddy.
It's tough. No, I know it's tough. But what I'm saying is, why everybody is panicking? Like Lamar Jackson can't be stopped.
Because they ain't just doing it. Remember the Wildcat came in? The Wildcat was
working for a while. But he can be stopped.
We ain't seen it yet, though, yeah.
Yeah.
We saw it in the playoffs last year.
He can be stopped.
We saw it in the playoffs last year.
He can stop. He going to get stopped this playoff.
He looked horrible in that playoff game last year.
He going to get stopped this playoff, the next playoff. He's not. Man, I can't wait to see
it. Well, I ain't going to go as far as BA fans. I'm not going to say that because what the kids are doing right now is amazing.
So you think they going to win? So you saying they win the Super Bowl?
Who, Baltimore?
Baltimore. That's what you saying. That's your favorite.
No. They're not.
I see three teams that's going to beat them in the playoff.
I see one
team.
They
run into the Chiefs.
Oh, Lord. I see one team, and you just already said them. I see one team that nobody is really focusing on anymore, and we kind of gave up on them. And now I see them getting healthy, and boy, 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 Lord have mercy. If the Chiefs can play a little bit of defense, look out.
They run into the Chiefs. They getting popped. They run into the Titans. They got a good chance of getting popped. The defense. I'm going by defense now.
Because what Baltimore does on matchup, what Baltimore does on offense, ain't going to work against the Titans.
It just ain't going to work. It's like they built, they Pittsburgh.
We got everything to stop with.
Yeah, y'all get all I want left hand-me-downs, and y'all done made a little nice little team over there on defense. So,
hold on, man.
I'm
going to
give you that much. I'm going to give you that much.
So y'all gave us a clue.
Every mother we cut, y'all seem to find a spot for me. Over there in Tennessee. So
we done put a quilt together with some old leftover clothes, huh?
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. So, like, that and if they see New England again, I say New England is going to have...
You ain't going to beat Belichick twice.
I say he's going to have something for you.
Ah, you ain't going to beat him twice.
And if you ask me, that Belichick just didn't show y'all much. That's what I'm really thinking. And I know they ain't as good as we been knew they weren't as good as everybody was saying.
But
they are better than what they're showing right now.
There you go, B.A. Don't fall for this.
Banana in the tailpipe.
Man, this is New England, man. And before you know it, you'll mess around and bury them. Before you know it, look up, they'll be walking off the field with another Super Bowl championship, man.
They won't get me with that banana in the tailpipe.
No, you got to kill them. You got to kill them.
No.
You got to step on in there.
Yeah.
And ain't nobody stepped on them. The teams they lost to?
You can't rob them with a water gun.
They only lost a good team, yeah.
You can't rob them with a water gun.
They've only lost to good teams.
I'm trying to tell you.
They had three losses, right?
Yeah.
Baltimore beat them. Baltimore's doing pretty good, right there.
Yeah.
Kansas City beat them.
Yeah.
Kansas City's on the uprise. And who else knocked off New England? I can't remember right off the top of my head here.
But it was a good team.
Who else knocked off New England? Baltimore, Kansas City, and somebody we laughed about.
I don't know.
Somebody we laughed about.
But it don't matter. It was a good, solid team. I mean, I know.
Baltimore, Kansas City, and now you say good, solid team, but Deshaun Watson and them just raped them last week. That's what happened.
Yeah. Solid team.
Which, you know, still a solid team.
It evens out because we were expecting them to lose against the Patriots. And then beating the Broncos, but right. They end up beating the Patriots
and lost to the Broncos. So it's even.
It's even. So now, y'all just got to do what y'all supposed to do and beat them in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's it.
Last 3 weeks of the season, y'all got to play them twice. So that's what y'all got
to do. And we need to beat them twice.
Y'all got to beat them twice.
Minimum, you split with them and you beat win your other games, but I don't want to do that. Just knock off Texas twice and we good.
You good. Yeah.
Knock them off.
I just don't see Lamar Jackson beating somebody like the Patriots in the playoffs, period.
I ain't going to look that far into it, man, because it's like, it's one of those situations where
they're playing good ball. Patriots are not getting no bye.
No, I don't think so either. I think they're going to lose another one.
I think they're going to lose another game.
Well, I think they're going to lose another game,
and I think they're going to be a first-round team division winner with a home game.
I feel you.
No, so, guess what that's going to be? That's going to bring problems to the teams that with the number one seed.
By having who's coming to them.
Right.
Yeah. Because the wild card is not
jagged. Like, if Pittsburgh make it, we just did good making it. We're not expecting to go to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Period. You get what I'm saying?
Titans.
Same way.
I'll be realistic. We don't have we're not dynamic enough to where we can...
Now, if Big Ben would have been came back the last month of the season,
listen,
with that defense, then yeah. But
bottom line, this is what a team to win the Super Bowl, this is what you got to be able to do. Every team. Anybody can play with a lead and win.
Mm-hmm.
Every team that wins the Super Bowl goes to the playoffs, the trenches of the playoffs, because something janky is going to happen. I don't care who you are, what team it is, something janky is going to happen. A team that's going to win the Super Bowl has to be a team that can get down 21-7 and still win. You gotta have. You gotta be one of those teams. 49ers.
And I know we're not that type of team.
49ers got down with them Saints. Saints folks put you away.
Yeah.
Men and boys kept trucking.
Yeah.
Blow for blow, went got. Good team. Really good team. Good win. Jimmy Garoppolo showed up. He grew up in front of us yesterday. Brown's a monster.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Cincinnati Bengals, man. Andy Dalton gave it a good go.
Yeah, last hurrah.
Fell a little short for the Browns there, though, against the Browns.
He'll be with a new team next year, too.
And Dalton?
Yes, sir.
And I think he can be formed somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I don't know why I keep wanting to put people in Washington when they have a young quarterback. I keep wanting to throw people over there.
Somebody like Jacksonville.
Jacksonville 11.
I mean, any of them teams like
Jacksonville. Jacksonville 11.
Bears.
No, I don't think the Bears will go. Andy Dalton. I don't think they would.
Yeah, but guess what?
They need a splash.
They still thinking, you know, they got to save their pick. You know,
with Trubisky, man,
honestly, they just got to play more like Jackson.
Honestly, Trubisky
is more of a runner than a thrower.
And the way he played the other night is the way he needs to play.
And that's the way he's going to play.
Get off the man's back, let him play like that. That's the way he needs to play. The Cleveland Browns, they're just an absolute mess, aren't they? Even though they won.
Yeah, because they know, listen, it's over with for them.
Yeah, it's turmoil.
That no team, matter whether they win or not, because Pittsburgh won. So they know Pittsburgh's ahead of them.
And their season's done.
Their season's done. They dead.
So now the point in the finger, all the watchmen come out in. Yeah. Everything's going to come out in the watch.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, we been know there was some turmoil over there.
Yeah.
They just been hiding it.
Cincinnati's 1-12. They're going to get the number one pick. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati takes Burrow. They better.
Pretty much.
Better.
Why wouldn't they?
Better. Now, I even thought a scenario with the next team I'm talking about here. The Colts going and blessing the world by losing to the Bucks. Jameis comes back, beats the Bucks, puts up big numbers, beats the Colts, puts up big numbers, still throws three picks. Puts up huge numbers, though. Dude.
He's the sorriest good quarterback you ever want
to see. Ain't he, though, man? It's like, I don't people know say he needs to cut. People say he needs to cut down the interception. Listen, stop saying that. Everybody knows this, including Jameis Winston. Mm-hmm. Everybody in the world knows he needs to cut down the interception.
But
that's just part of his game.
But this ain't just popped up. It's been like that in college.
Consistently.
Man, the man used to be with Florida State, number one team in the country.
They make a dumb play.
Get down, 21-0, come back and win.
I remember those games because I bet on those.
We betting on all them games, and he make an easy pickup, hard as mud, man.
Yep.
I remember all them games.
Sweat through every one of them, dude.
But we win them. Every time he come back and cover and everything.
Boy, you said a mouthful, dude. Boy, that's my friend now, boy. Listen, he played the exact same way in college.
This is no different. This is the quarterback you're going to be getting.
Do you remember how bad he looked the following year after he won the national championship when he played against Mariota in Oregon?
Roller coaster ride.
Yes, sir.
Up, down, around, back down, up again. It's just a roller coaster ride, man. That's what you're getting at as a quarterback.
Got to be 48 inches to ride it, huh?
Yes, sir. It's over with. Put the chain. Make sure you don't have nothing in your pocket that's going to fall out.
It's going to come out.
Man, that dude, man, I don't know, man.
Golly. I think, though, at the minimum, the Bucks franchise, Jameis Winston. You can't let him walk, B.A.
You just can't let him walk.
You can't let the man walk.
No matter how bad he look good, too.
Yeah.
Like, he's worth franchising.
You got a franchise. What's 25? It worked $25 million.
Can't he just do his homework, be smart, do the film, put in the time, and just he's missing it by a little bit.
So check this out right here. So Jameis takes a lot of chances. If you take a lot of chances, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. But if he were to dial himself down, then would you be like, oh, he's just a mediocre quarterback?
I don't think so. His arm too good.
But if he cut down on the interception, but his yardage... Say if he had half the yards he had with half the interception.
I don't think that's his problem. I think
it's just those choices when he.
Yeah, if he just like when he really want to thread that needle, just check the ball down.
You know something I just thought about though? Not even just checking the ball down, because I don't think he's bad with that. I don't think he has the backs to check him to. I don't think those backs run those flat routes like they need to. Mm-hmm. Now, they have a route tree for everybody. It's a route tree for running backs. I don't think they run the flat routes when he's in trouble. Like, you need to block, base, run that flat route. Like, if you think about it, when Tom Brady drops back, mm-hmm. what do he always got?
Oh, he got somebody checking down.
He always got it, right?
You got a wheel route coming out the backfield.
And so, Jameis.
Angle route.
Jameis is like, okay, when you're playing somebody, sorry on Madden, your human instinct makes you. Go deep on them.
Yeah.
Get them out of there. Blow them out.
Yeah. If you.
Jameis Winston has Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. He's got...
Good receivers.
He got best receiving corps in the league.
Probably two of the best two receivers you can get.
Godwin's got 1,200 yards. You know who's leading him? You know who's leading the league in yardage receiving?
Mike Evans?
No.
Who?
Michael Thomason in New Orleans.
Yeah, I forget about him.
Few yards on Godwin.
Oh, okay.
And guess who's right behind Godwin? Mike Evans.
Gotta be Mike Evans. So, yeah, I already know.
So
I know what they do. I know what type of players them are. Like,
so, Tampa Bay, bro, listen, honestly. Bruce Arians got himself something down there.
Than Godwin.
Man, listen. God,
Hercules strong hands.
He's a, and he can fly.
Yeah, I know.
He's a monster. He's a monster. But if you fix the defense in Tampa Bay, you got something. Mm-hmm. You got to fix the defense. You got no pressure. You got a Pro Bowler in Shaq Barrett. Sue ain't did nothing this year. Mm-hmm. Carlton Davis, then the two corners, they played all right. They're serviceable. I still would go get a corner. I honestly would. I would go get a corner, draft another linebacker to go with the white kid.
Mm-hmm.
When I say white kid, his last name is White. I have to be politically correct on that because I'd be on Facebook talking a whole bunch of
white stuff. Starting to play a little better.
Starting to play a little better. Starting to come around. Showing a little burst. Get Justin Evans back healthy. Get him out there.
Yeah.
Have him at the safety. I would draft another one.
I thought they drafted one that was playing pretty good.
Williams, the guy from Kentucky. Preseason superstar.
So, in the game.
Got hurt in the beginning of the year. Just hasn't shown, you know, they haven't fixed the secondary, period. No matter who's out there, the secondary's not fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's not fixed. So
schematically, then.
Got Ty Bowles, rough year.
Ty Bowles can't buy a break.
Personnel, man.
But Ty Bowles can't
buy a break. Yeah, he in bad luck. Personally, I think it's because
coaching with the Jets, then getting the Bucks, and then Justin Evans and them players like that
hurt. Yep.
Yeah, he ain't got a break. He ain't have a chance.
So. Yep. And I think even right now with the Bucks, the situation right here, I think you would be in better shape if you
and don't have known for defense too.
Huh?
Like Ty Bowles.
He's known for defense. Yeah.
He's known for defense.
I think you would be in better shape if you were the Bucks if you didn't try to go young so fast and if you still had a guy like a TJ Ward or. Man, even if you were still playing Chris Conte, who I always complained about.
Mm-hmm.
But you need a veteran presence in your secondary to solidify that defense, and it's just not there. Honestly, I think the Bucks, let's stop and get off these Bucks. I think the Bucks should franchise James Winston, fall back, and draft Tua.
But anyhow, what?
Tampa Bay, I'm giving y'all a plan. Franchise Jameis. And draft Tua. Can't lose, B.A.
But if you're going to franchise James, you ain't going to lose as many games. So how you going to get Tua?
Tua's going to go in the draft this year.
And he's so done. You think he's going to fall to them?
Fall to Tampa Bay.
Okay.
Franchise Jameis, draft Tua. If Jameis blows up next year, unreal, does what he's doing this year, cuts down the interceptions, then guess what? Still got Tua in the wings. Mm-hmm. And Rodgers waited 3-4 years.
Yeah.
Or Tua can be trade bait like a mug to get whatever you need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
no team does that. They don't trade the quarterback unless it's Josh Rosen.
Yeah, but they knew he wasn't shit.
Hey, we knew that in college.
He wasn't hitting no shit.
Tampa Bay may end the season, and I keep saying this because you know, being a little lightweight supporter of the Bucks, they're 6-7. They're gonna finish this season either with a winning record. Or even Steven.
Who?
Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
They're going to. And they got three games.
That's good, though, that's compared great to them.
To what in they did.
Division.
Listen, they can end this season going 9-7.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not a bad
They can hit. Go 9-7. And let me say how they can do it. They got the Lions this week. They going to knock them off, right? They're supposed to. Yeah, but, you know, Tampa Bay could drop a game. They got the Lions. And then guess who they got?
Who?
With their high-powered offense. Who? Tampa Bay gets the opportunity to go to Houston. And light the Texans up for me.
Yeah, but they ain't gonna beat the Texans.
They get out, man. B.A.
They ain't gonna beat the Texans.
Oh, they ain't gonna beat the Rams either. They ain't gonna beat none of these teams. They ain't gonna beat the Saints. They ain't gonna beat none of these teams they beat, huh?
Who?
The Tampa Bay Bucks.
No.
They ain't gonna beat none of these teams, these good teams they can beat.
They ain't beat the Saints, dude.
Not this year. They blew my last year, though.
No, I know they can beat teams. Like, Saints is a problem. They do all Saints.
And then guess who they end the season with?
Who?
The sorry Atlanta Falcons.
No, I mean, they can lose that game.
But they can. I think they can go 8-8 at the minimum.
Yeah. Very easable. Very feasible, I see.
So, the Colts. Take a step back. Vinatieri finally did. He finally out of the NBA.
Yeah, they
got injured.
Yeah, it's
time. Got injured. Finally out of there.
Best kicker ever or Morton Anderson?
I'm a Morton Anderson fan because he's just more of my generation, but Vinatieri has made way more bigger kicks than I remember.
So I say best ever.
Best ever. First ballot Hall of Famer. Kicker.
Yeah. Best kicker ever.
First ballot. Chargers. Dude, I thought they would do. Jacksonville. Spiraling down. Chargers put up 45 points on.
Yeah, they fell off.
I said Phillip Rivers in the sun, Alabama boy, he finna ball.
I didn't.
He finna ball.
I took the Chargers. I'm tired. I was tired of losing to
Jacksonville. No, I said I felt like they were just gonna knock five from him because that's a game they had to win, man.
Yeah, I've been taking the Jags and they just
get knocked off. Carolina Panthers, free fall.
Well, it is what it is. Carolina.
Falcons put up 40.
Already putting Cam on the block.
Put up 40.
Guaranteed money gone. Now you know what time it is.
It's out of there. So what they going to do? Hold on to Carolina or draft somebody?
They going to hold on to Carolina. That dude pretty tough. I ain't going to say he's the future. Because listen, Doug Hodges, he's not even a... He's not no future quarterback. Like, I mean, he's doing what he's supposed to do for Pittsburgh, but I know he's not no future quarterback.
That just shows you the talent level, man, in the
of what's in
why a quarterback gets so much money. Because
it's hard
to find one of these guys that can run a team, man. It's hard. A quarterback got to know everything, B.A.
Like, they brought him in as just an arm for camp, just to throw.
And he thrust into the plan.
Because of injury, like.
Yep. He's running the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And he solidified himself as a...
He wouldn't even be active on these game days.
Right.
And he played.
Big Ben wasn't hurt.
Yep.
He's a guy that deserves a backup.
He showed he can do it.
He can do it. So
don't question it. He can do it.
He'll make some money being a backup for the rest of his career.
Yep. Redskins fall to the Packers. Packers didn't play too well.
You know, I'm gonna tell you what I was listening to today. I was watching Colin Cowherd. Guess what he called the Packers?
A finesse team?
A finesse team.
Denise Evans, Kenyon Farrell, Chris Hartfield, do you hear this?
Colin Cowherd called the Packers.
Kenyon, cuz.
A finesse team, and I just called them that.
You know,
last week.
I'll repeat what you said. They jumped on my head, man.
They better go jump on Colin Cowherd's head then.
And the reason they say that is, it's all about the how pretty can I drop back and scramble out to the side. It's 32, but God, I would love to throw a 50-yard bomb right here.
Yeah, man. And that little running back.
Oh, Aaron Jones, we talked about 4 games into the season. Oh, he should be in the MVP talk. You don't even hand the ball off to him.
Where is he at now?
They don't get the ball. Hey, don't need it.
Finesse team, man.
Don't need it.
This is when you win in December.
Yeah.
I mean, even though the Packers are a good team, we know they're a good team, but they are not a Super Bowl caliber team. I just don't see it.
No, I don't see it either.
Because they can't go into a stadium. I don't think that I can see them going to San Francisco and beating San Francisco in San Francisco.
No.
Can you see that?
The only team that I give Green Bay because it's just they have fit. No, I don't see them beating them either, man. I honestly don't.
They
don't
can think, beat the Cowboys.
I don't think listen, NFC-wise, Green Bay can't beat the Saints. Green Bay can't beat the 49ers. Green Bay can't beat Seattle. Green Bay can't beat the Vikings. Why are we talking about Green Bay?
I mean, you know.
You think they can beat in those teams with his name?
Nah. I definitely like Russell Wilson up against finesse team, too.
Hey, if the Rams play the way they played last night, I'd take the Rams over Green Bay.
Yeah. Rams not a finesse team.
So who's Green Bay going to beat?
I don't know.
Good luck to y'all, Cheesehead. Good luck to you. We talked about the Dolphins, Jets. Sam Darnold, man, he's turning around a little bit.
Man, we got
to
have to play him.
He's making me wrong.
I told you that boy was good.
He's making me wrong. He's looking hard.
You don't be wanting to give him a chance. Like I know Baker is a good quarterback. But Baker is not good as the mouth that come with him.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, mouth a little too big for his britches.
Right.
Yeah.
But Darnold, you don't hear all that with him. No. You seen actually the bad parts of him.
Yeah, you don't see nothing in the good part. They don't show none of that. They just
did
him wrong.
I still say they are on the same level. Darnold and Baker Mayfield, they on the same
level. Right, so if we try to kill off Darnold's played, Sam Darnold's played better than Baker Mayfield.
Questionable.
By far.
Arguably.
But publicly speaking,
Baker Mayfield's the best thing smoking.
Yeah.
because of the stigma that come with the Heisman, number one pick, all that.
And it shouldn't even be. That just shows you how powerful the media train is, because
why are we doing that? They won't.
Yeah, but the dude is, Sam Darnold's in New York. He's supposed to be the guy y'all blowing up.
Yeah, but it's the Heisman hype. Yeah,
it's a hype, man. Kyle Murray, three picks yesterday. Those picks cost them the game against Pittsburgh. Literally.
And he had one that Edmonds just, I don't know what he was thinking. The second one where we turned the ball, the punter did that thing.
Yeah.
And they scored.
Yeah.
That was supposed to have been a pick by Edmonds in the end zone.
Should have been four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then T.J. Watt, he should have ran the ball when he threw the interception in the end zone with T.J. Watt.
Had it running and then tossed it.
Yeah.
He didn't.
But he should have just ran the ball and got the first.
Didn't play well. 20 or 30. He don't miss on 10 passes, 194 yards, 2 touchdowns, 3 picks. Got sacked 5 times. And those sacks, I would say half of those sacks, well, 5 sacks, I would say 3 of them was his fault.
You think?
Yeah. He's too fast and athletic the way he scrambled.
He ain't ready. I mean, he's good, though.
Yesterday, you can see he scrambled yesterday.
I see it.
He's talented, dude.
Yeah, I see it. Like,
he's an athlete.
I see the upside.
He's an athlete. Man, Duck was 16 to 19, 152 yards.
That's all we need out of him.
3 sacks, no picks. Snell, 16 carries. Ran pretty hard with them 16 carries. I saw a couple plays he made. That fumble hurt. Yep.
That fumble hurt. That's the shit we can't have. And we got to pop these bills, man.
Barron had 7 tackles. Nelson had 7 tackles. Edmonds had 7 tackles. Bud Dupree was sacked, 5 tackles. Joe Hayden, 4 tackles. Man. Fitzpatrick ain't done nothing in 3-4 weeks.
Minka?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He ain't did nothing since the hype.
Yep.
But the defense ain't fell off, though.
Defense is there.
And yep. He ain't made no bad plays. You get what I'm saying? You don't see him getting burnt.
I didn't watch all that game. Watch the highlights. How are the Cardinals defensively? They must be all right.
They good, man. They good. That Chandler Jones dude, man. Yeah,
we know about him.
He gets to the quarterback.
T-Sizzle making any noise yesterday?
Man, T-Sizzle need to go.
He on sideline getting the blow?
Man, he need
to go. He stay out of the game now, man. I swear he does.
He need to go overtime, man.
Chiefs, Patriots. Patriots really, man, officiating, man. They got screwed over. By time! But they got screwed over. They usually get all the calls.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that man scored a touchdown. They said he was out of bounds. Right. Pass interference, they called nothing. And then they couldn't even challenge it because they had already used their challenge. These rules, man.
They got to stop.
Man, pass interference ruining NFL football, man. That's why I said David Carr throwing the ball.
They got that new rule for the obvious blown call. That way, you know.
That's it. That rule like to fix it. It's just for that obvious stuff.
Yeah, they just need to quit all that. They need to quit all that. Like the way they did the Dolphins, man.
Cold.
That was cold blooded, just.
Cold.
That was a bull crap call. Man.
Yeah, it was. There's nothing you can do about it. It made me think about the Saints game. Sean Payton then was
fussing. That's how we lost to Seattle, though.
All the Saints. Y'all see how he make everything about the doggone Pittsburgh?
That's the only overturn I've seen besides that one there.
Yeah.
Ain't but like 3 been overturned all year. And we was one of them.
That is true.
So, I just say they just need to quit using that. They bring that out when the playoff time come.
Let it play regular from here on out, huh?
Yeah, play regular. And don't have nobody waste their timeouts or nothing like that.
Focus on it in the playoffs.
Focus on it in the playoffs so that bullcrap call can't get
it. But if you get a bullcrap call, it could cost you not being in the playoffs, though.
Yeah, but that's the only time they need to focus on it.
The system ain't working, man. It's not. There's so many penalties, man. So many penalties. That's why my thing is the way the NFL set up, I don't think any quarterback should throw the ball out of bounds.
Right.
Ever.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it at somebody, wish up on a pass interference call.
Right.
You're going to get it 7 out of 10 times. You know what I'm saying? Just throw the ball. Throw it at somebody. Make them fight for it. Somebody going to foul somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Offensive or defensive. It don't matter to you. Just give yourself a shot. You might get the penalty. You get the penalty, it's the first down. Don't throw the ball out of bounds. Just don't do it. Simple as that. We got Eli Manning, old Elmer Fudd, going tonight.
Oh, he back?
Yeah, your boy Daniel Jones got an ankle sprain. He's out. Okay. This season's probably over. Jones is.
Just be safe with him.
Eli got a chance to do damage.
Man, we need him to win. We need the Cowboys knocked out.
No, time out. We don't need Eli to win. We need the Eagles to win. Because if that's the Eagles win, the Eagles will be in first place. Cowboy fans, look out.
No, that's what I'm telling you.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying we need Eli to lose.
So, Eagles -9.5 against the Giants.
We need the game won by the Eagles. But the Eagles, nah, it's just going to be a tie. And the Cowboys beat them. It's the same situation as it was 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
It'll be a tie in first place.
And then one game going to come down to
it. But the Eagles get a chance to go to Cowboys and knock them off.
No, the Eagles got to come.
Cowboys
come to them.
To get a chance to knock them off.
But they stink, man. Eagles trash, man.
But they are. I'm going to ride them for these next three games.
I hope they win.
Yes. So the Giants, they get Eli. Eli's got to be bad tonight, don't he?
Nah, he going to play good, man.
Eli got to be horrible.
They going to lose now.
I'm saying he got to be horrible tonight, don't he?
Eagles got to know that they can't lose this game.
Eagles, but the line says 9.5.
Yeah, but that don't even matter. The Eagles know they got to lose this
game. So from our side right here.
They can't lose this game.
New York Giants, at the Eagles, Eagles -9.5. Total on the game was 45. What's your thoughts on this game? I'm going to say Philadelphia Eagles win this game and cover. I'm going to go 28-17 Eagles. Eli's back. I fear Eli.
I'm going to go 31-10.
31-10 Eagles?
Yeah, I think they're going to prove a little bit tonight.
I think Eli comes back. I don't think he makes a fool of himself, but he's got to be off.
Yeah, he's not.
And then they don't have nothing to work with. Does Saquon Barkley still play in the league?
Yeah, he plays.
Oh, okay.
But can you ask for – I mean, what can you ask for?
You're behind all the time. It's a waste. Yeah,
it's a waste of talent, like.
And that's why taking him number 2 overall didn't make sense to me.
Send him to Pittsburgh.
Send that boy to Pittsburgh. Send everybody.
You talking about being the Super Bowl real quick?
So you say 31-10 Eagles, huh?
Yeah.
I say 28-17 Eagles. Eagles with the win. Wow, what a weekend, man. Wrap the show up. College football playoff rankings ended up being LSU #1, Ohio State #2, Clemson 3, or was it 2?
No, it's just
LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, and then
Oklahoma 3.
Oklahoma's 4.
4?
Yeah. LSU gets Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl. They go right back to Atlanta and play them again.
Yeah.
And then
2 and 3 is
that's a good game now.
Yeah, that's gonna be Ohio State and
Clemson.
Yeah. Okay.
So you'll get the gauge really to see how good both of those teams are. Mm-hmm. It's really good. It's 3 good teams, and then Oklahoma. But, man, these bowl games, man. Nobody wants to watch none of these bowl games. None of them. They make no sense. None. Who cares?
We don't care.
Actually, stop the bowl stuff. Just have the playoffs and be done with it. It's just an extra game for kids to get hurt.
Two teams to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's an extra game.
And stay over with the bowls.
Let the bowls go. That's money. Nobody want to watch them games, man. We going to watch them, but
I ain't watching them. Man, how I am about
them. Yeah, it's very few. You want to watch the big games.
Watch the big games.
Nobody wants to see the doggone
peanut games.
Yeah, nobody. Who cares?
That's like going to watch cornhole. Watches cornhole?
It's a situation. It's a participation trophy. You win 6 wins, you get a bowl game.
Yeah.
Man, what is that for, B.A.? A jamboree?
That's for some bull crap.
Yeah, you ain't playing for nothing. You out there getting hurt for no reason. The kids love it. The parents love it. But you're not going to buy no ticket and get on an airplane or get in your car, put gas in it, load up, and drive to go see Timbuktu play Indiana because it's a bowl game. Who cares? It's going to be some empty seats, man. Empty seats. Baby, we're getting paper in the side. Hey, quit hating the sound.
fact that you ain't know me. I've been down with rap.
Might be still pimping.